I'll let you know this.
Blog Talk Radio.
If it starts getting ghetto, I will end the conversation. If it starts getting ghetto, I will end the conversation. Okay, let's take the call. 3432, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, baby? Long time no hear.
Oh, well, nothing much. I just wanted to say that I noticed that Nicki Minaj only adds people who are not a threat to her, like Miley Cyrus. She would never add Cardi, Megan, or anybody directly.
Hi, Lisa. I need you to call in, Lisa, and tell me what's going on. Thank you for the super chat, but I need you to call in, Lisa. So what do you? So you feel like Nicki Minaj only asked white people? Well, she came for Cardi. She started. Remember, she said that Cardi. She said Cardi's name.
But she had no choice at that point.
Okay. Now, what she didn't do was run up.
Correct.
She was staying right here, is what she said.
Yeah, but she wanted Miley Cyrus to come to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much all I wanted to say.
So do you like Nicki Minaj?
Not as a person, and her music lately has been subpar. But in the past, I did. I feel like 2015 on back, I like her. But anything past 2015 is a no.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to give you some tea right here exclusively here that a lot of people already know. We've been talking about it on my channel, and it was in the members only. But I like Nicki Minaj. I really do. She was one of my favorite celebrities. Now, she's kind of losing it for me because she's so pressed on Cardi B, and it's really disgusting. You know, recently, there was this moment where I gave her a compliment and told Nicki that she would be very great doing media. And I've always said that here on my platform because she is entertaining. And I would literally watch anything or listen to anything that she does. I'm a fan. I'm that much of a fan. However, I'm starting to lose respect for her because 4 days later, I find out that she's blocked me on all social media platforms, which means you went and you typed my name in and you went and found me and blocked me. And I'm just like, well, this seems a little bit personal. You know what I mean? Like, this is bigger than me doing commentary on you. So either there was somebody that's in the space that feels like they know me that gave you some advice, maybe a fellow YouTuber, or you went and found out that Cardi B supports me and I support her. And so you went and took it upon yourself to take it personal and block me because – it couldn't be about the commentary because many people that she supports have said very ruthless and very nasty and obliterating things, if that's the word, about her husband and her brother.
Wow.
But they don't like Cardi B.
Yeah, she doesn't like anybody who associates with Cardi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I do want to say, like, maybe 4 years ago, around the time when Cardi B was just popping, I did kind of notice that she would post certain things whenever Cardi posted something or drop a song around the same time. And so I commented that, and she blocked me. So I thought that was kind of weird.
Wait, she blocked you because of what?
This was 4 years ago. She blocked me because I said that I noticed that she would basically just drop things around the same time. Cardi would or... kind of
yeah,
like
see, she can't take Cardi B. That's the thing. And I'm like, girl, she didn't block me from what I said because she already knows she knows who I am. Girl, you had already followed me and unfollowed me, so you know what I give. But to block me, you probably didn't know that Cardi. And I also think that I feel like if it wasn't another YouTuber that don't like me that has access to her, which we probably all know who that is, it was definitely the fan saying, look, he's cool with Cardi B or Cardi B supports him. And I feel like people could have also said, and look, he's cool with Jason Lee because, you know, she can't stand Jason Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like those affiliations may have got me blocked because it was a, like, it was, how do you go from commenting to liking to uncommenting and unliking, unless you're just that miserable and petty and you're really, you know what I mean, to now going back 4 days later to block? I think it's interesting. And I think it's more about Cardi B than it is me.
Wow. That's deep.
Yes. I really do.
She's sick.
Really honestly do.
She's sick.
She is for that. But thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. You know what I mean? I don't think it's more about me. I think it's more about the Cardi B piece because, girl, that's some tea. But either way, it gives what it gives. I don't know. I felt like for a minute that it was like a YouTuber, and I felt like they may have had a conversation like, girl, if you do this, he's going to get online and he's going to drag you. Watch. I'm like, girl, I'm not going to get on here and drag her. I'm still going to support her. I'm still going to watch the documentary if it ever comes out. I'm still going to give her compliments, and I'm still going to support her. I'm still going to let her know when this trash is trash. It's no tea. But I'm not going to sit up here and suck farts out of her ass. Not going to happen. Hold on. Oh, this is all I have, Lisa. I don't have anything else. I don't have the case number. Hold on. Yeah, that's all I have. I don't have the case number. So let's take some more calls. 3040, you're live on the air.
Hey, everyone, we missed you.
Hey, what's going on? I'm so glad that the thing is working. Guess what happened? The whole time I hadn't updated my computer. Well, I hadn't updated my software. So that's why it was glitching like that. So now that it's updated, like it's working. And we've been good ever since.
Look, you need to do a reading on to find out what Nikki's actually mad about, because I went to go get nosy when you said that the girls was cackling about her supposedly blocking you and removing the comments. So I went to go listen to them other people because I didn't know who they was till you said mm-hmm. they was being messy. So when I was listening to it, they had a recording of you saying some pretty hurtful things, and you know, if Nikki feels sensitive, you know what I'm saying?
What did I say? Okay, tell me what did I say? What did I say?
But I think it might have had something to do with her husband and maybe the baby. I don't remember.
I've never said anything about the baby. Only thing I could recall me saying about the child was maybe she's lucky that she had a boy. I mean, it's better that she had a boy.
Maybe, because I remember they had a little tape, but it was just too messy, and I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not.
Chell, let me tell you something. If it was that nasty and drastic, trust me, it would have been trending all over. It would have been clicked up and posted. I would have seen it by now. I honestly don't remember. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like for me, if it was such a nasty statement like that, it would have been, the only thing that I've said about her that has been very, very blatantly honest, I said that husband is not a good look for her. I feel like that she's such a star and such a celebrity that why would you dumb yourself down to be with a man who's got a criminal record such as that? It's one thing to have
that's
a background, but that,
that's
but that, but
was.
That's a
that's
heavy background. That's a yeah. heavy background for such as for a multi-millionaire rap celebrity superstar to dumb yourself down to a man that is now got to literally going to court because you can't even move without the nigga getting registered. And guess what? Your address is going to be out for the world to see. You've had to move because your address has gotten leaked because this man has to continue to register. That's what I mean. That's embarrassing.
That probably hurt her feelings. I mean, it's not, it's no shit. It's not saying it's not true. But you know what I'm saying? If they went and threw that in her face, and you know how messy the girls are, and they sitting here recording you and watching your every move, and they got it on record, oh, Nikki, don't talk to him. You know what I'm saying? And all she did was accept the compliment, and then, I don't know, decided to be petty and take it back. It was weird, the whole situation.
Yeah. I don't know.
Really, girl. Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
And then for Meg,
oh,
is bi, by the way. So, like, people should not think that she's just saying something because of the baby. If it was because of the baby, she would have said something days ago. He's been getting dragged for, like, a week now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, here's the thing. Meg is a whole guest judge on Legendary. She's had gay people in her music video. Her hairdressers and makeup artists and stylists and stuff are gay. Like, here's the thing. Behind all of those girls are gay people. So people can try to act like it's just about the baby. But Megan Thee Stallion, I'm glad she said something, because none of the other girls said anything at all, especially in hip-hop black culture, you know. And so it's unfortunate when we got to look to, you know, and we like them, the Madonnas and the Demi Lovatos and the Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipas, but where is the support from your own black hip-hop community, especially the female rap community, the female hip-hop community? None of these girls are saying anything. Even don't even not even female rap, just hip-hop culture, black people. Where are the black women in entertainment saying something? They're not.
That's right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
They're not. And, you know, I love my girls. That's what we talk about over here. But I'm not going to sit here and act like they're vocal. But they're vocal when any other social issue comes out. They're there. They're talking about it. No one else is saying anything but Meg. Now, you know, if I miss something, please send it to me. Okay. Let's keep it pushing. 9994. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes. What's going on?
Hey. So I was just watching your show. I really love your show so much. But I really wanted to talk about this whole, oh, well, you mentioned that, you know, some of the female rappers, they don't speak on gay issues. I remember... I honestly think that Cardi doesn't want to be performative about it, because she posted on her Instagram a long while ago, and she was just pretty much like, she was like, so the, you know, like they, she's going, if she has a gay kid, she's pretty much going to teach them how to fight so that they don't have to, so that they can like fight homophobes and stuff like that. Like, she spoke on it a lot on her Instagram, but that's just for that. I'll sing that if I can. But for Nikki, I feel like when you said that she blocked you and everything, I honestly feel like she did that because she just doesn't, like how you said with the Cardi thing, she was very bothered by Cardi, and that's just something that she's always, she's never going to admit, you know, like nobody's ever going to be able to clock her on that, because she's never going to be able to admit it. But I do believe that it was because Cardi supports you. But I also believe that Nikki is in that phase, like her Kim era, you know, like when Kim fell out, well, fell off pretty much. But I feel like she honestly is afraid of the fact that she is in her Kim era.
And yes, and let me tell you something. This is what I've realized. I've realized that Nicki Minaj, it probably hurts her more to talk about her music and what she's not doing musically than to insult her or talk about her husband or talk about her weight. She probably, it probably gets under her skin more that you say that Cardi B makes better songs, or that Cardi B has a Grammy, or that Megan Thee Stallion has three Grammys, or that, you know, they've got number one records. That probably gets under her skin more.
I feel like that
than somebody saying that her husband is this, that, and the third, because she already knew that that was coming before she went
she
public with the nigga.
She
knew. She was already prepared for that. She already saw it coming. So
she
a person like me.
For that already.
Yes, already. But what she don't like is to hear that Cardi B is here and she's winning.
Right.
That Megan Thee Stallion got three Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
right.
When Megan Thee Stallion got nominated for the three Grammys, Nicki Minaj went out and tweeted, never forget that when it was my time, I didn't get the Grammy. Why would you say that?
Right, exactly. And you
why
know
would
what?
You say
you
that?
Say, like, because you're perfectly right, because I remember, I feel like Nicki is scared to eat her words because she says one thing and she later on went, oh, that doesn't apply to her. She moves the goalposts, because I remember a long time ago she had a video out where she said, I wish to one day have Grammys, and she had on her pink wig, and it was a very old video. But now, you know, she flips the script once it's like, I can't reach that goal or my ball won't get into the hoop, so I'm going to move it. It doesn't matter anymore. I don't care. So whenever the other girls get different accolades, she moves the goalposts, and I feel like the Barbs move the goalposts along with her, because it's kind of like, oh, we're just going to pretend we didn't hear that. We're going to pretend like that wasn't something that she wanted or she – and I feel like she knows that she's in her Kim era. All the things that she said about Kim, she was dogging Kim
and my
out
thing
about
is
being
this
old at the age she's at.
Yes, and my thing with Nicki Minaj, while I totally agree with you, and I also want to add to this, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I feel like we got to also add this too. I feel like Nicki, she's at a point where, girl, you can't expect everybody to feel bad for you, but she tries to gaslight her fan base. But you can't expect everybody to feel bad for you because you came out, did I kill a queen? You know, you came out on that energy that everybody's going to be picking your fruit out. So how do you expect all this homage? How do you expect everybody to respect what you did first when you weren't the first female rap icon?
See, that's
you
why
were
I
not
say,
that.
Like, you hit it dead on the nail. You hit it dead on the nail because I always say, if Cardi would have came out with that energy, Cardi, Meg, I don't care, whoever, name anybody, if they would have came out with that energy that she was on, they would have wiped them completely out of the industry. The Barbs would have completely single-handedly wiped them out, but they expect to hold everybody else to a standard that they don't hold her to. Kim was a legend when Nicki was just obliterating her, like running her through the mud, like even with the stupid H-word song, like she drug her from point A to point B.
Ruh, like a dungeon dragon.
Is
this the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all you bitches born? Should have said the thank you note, you little hoe. Now I'm about to wrap your coffin with a bow. Nigga, she just mad because you took the spot. Where's the bitch mad because I took the spot? Well, bitch, if you ain't shitting, then get off the pot. Come on, like, girl, like, you were talking.
Like,
girl.
You were obliterating, like, you were literally dragging this woman from where she was at to the next point, to the next outer room. If Cardi would have pulled that, Cardi is completely respectful, and they don't give her the credit for that. She gave Nicki her 10s, and once Nicki got out of line, she said, okay, and this is how I'm going to handle it, and she left it alone. Nobody holds her to that standard, and they always want to, oh, nobody's paying homage to her, nobody's paying homage to her. But my thing is, you that's not what you deserve. You made it pretty clear that you stand on your own. Nobody has to tell you anything. You know, you already knew who you were. Now you want your 10.
Right. I mean, you're right. But thank you, Carla, because you get it. Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, I'm just saying, girl. Hang it up. Flat screen. Hey, Nicki. Asthma. I mean, the song was a banger. But, girl, she gave all that. If Cardi B come out once, I'm like, I'm the queen. I'm winning. Are you bees is my son. Whew. The world is going to go crazy. But it is what it is. I just feel like, girl, you can't, don't try to take from these other girls' moments. You got to understand this is the lane in the sport she built. She built the sport of, girl, I don't pay homage, just pin and take spot and you catch the tee. I don't have to, I come in on some, girl, I'm the best. And still, people are not giving her that. Cardi B, at this point, even with one album in, can come in here and flex on Nicki Minaj. She can. She's just not, because she just knows it's just going to be too much. But she can. She can. She can. And I, and you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying this to the child. I'm going to say it. I'm going to be honest with you. Here's the reason why I like Cardi B, because a lot of people feel like, and we're talking here, okay? But a lot of people feel like, oh, you're a Cardi B fan. You're this, you're that. You're a flip-flopper. And it's not that I'm a flip-flopper. Like, I literally hit Cardi B, right? And I'm just like, girl, I appreciate that you do not get upset or take it personal when I don't like something. I told her that. I literally talked to her a couple days ago, and I was like, girl, I hit her up, and I talked to her. And we had a conversation, and I was like, girl, look, I am so glad that you don't take things personal, because I did not like the Wild Side video. I told her that. I did not like the video. It looked like WAP. I said, you know, and I said, I've dragged you before. I've dragged you, laid you out. The videos are still up. And I said, one thing about it, though, you don't mind. And you know what she told me? She said, I don't care if you drag me. If you don't like a video that I do, if you don't like a song, if you don't like something about me, tell me. Talk about that. Just don't lie on me. Just don't say I'm buying streams. Just don't say I'm out here using payola. Just don't lie. Don't make stuff up, and we won't have a problem. And I said, girl, I'm never going to lie. I'm just going to always give my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And I can. And she said, listen, the only way you get better is if you hear the criticism and you take it. She said, I got people around me that don't always agree, and I'm always trying to up it. She said, it's a lot of us out here. You always got to say, you know, you got to do your thing. And I respect that, because she understands that I have a job to do. And she also understands that it's not personal. It's the business. And the only way you're going to get better is when you listen to your fans. If somebody is literally telling you that they love everything that you do, they are not your friend. They're not your friend. They don't care about you. So, you know, I can do nothing but respect that. And I told her, I was like, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, oh, Nikki unfollowed me, and then so all of a sudden now I'm on your side. I said, no. I said, I don't like things that you've done. But at the end of the day, what I cannot do is deny your work ethic. You cannot deny Cardi B's work ethic. You cannot deny it. Everybody's videos are looking like WAP. Whether they're going to use the same videographers, whether they're looking at her as the standard, she's setting trends. Is she a better rapper than Nicki Minaj? No, but she's a better entertainer on the stage. She is. It is what it is. This is Cardi B's time and her work ethic. She continues to raise the bar in the space that she's in. And we have to acknowledge that. Nicki Minaj is not raising the bar. Nicki Minaj is like one of the old heads, like me. I'm old. I refuse to get on TikTok. That's why I feel like Nicki Minaj is. She's like, girl, I'm not about to do all the extra stuff that these girls are doing now. But in order to really keep up, you're going to have to get with the new wave. She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't feel like she has to. So like the other caller said before, she starts moving the goalposts. And it's like, girl, no. Everybody's not going that way. Because you wasn't even going that way. You only going this way, that way, because you don't want to do what it takes to go the new way. So it is what it is. And see, a lot of y'all don't like it. It's just, girl, you don't have to like it, but facts are facts. And I can respect an individual that can pull up on me like, you know what? Hey, what you said was incorrect. Oh, I didn't like what you said. I didn't like this. Oh, you know, I think that was a bit wrong. Or If I don't like Wildside, you don't get in your feelings. I didn't like the video. Did that piss Cardi B off? No. And I was able to tell, now she's gonna, now she's funny though, because she does this thing where if she don't want to talk about something, she's just not gonna respond. So she didn't respond to that statement. She just kept talking. Like, girl, I don't care if you like I don't care if, you know, you don't like something that I do, but she didn't directly respond to that. But that's how I know that she don't want to talk about something. But I respect the fact that I don't feel like I have to sit here and act like I love everything that she does. To be honest with you, I don't think she likes people that like everything that she do, because you can tell that they're just trying to be attached to you because of who you are through the fame. Okay, so let's take some more calls. Okay, 4350, you're live on the air.
What's good, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Not that much. I wanted to touch base on this whole, like, Nicki Doja thing, which thank you for bringing it up, because I've always known that there was an issue between Nicki and Doja. I've always felt like something was off. And this is coming from, like, an OG kind of, like, Doja fan, where now I think her career is being more of, like, a Nicki Minaj copycat to sell to pop fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been, like, very – and I think that's been, like, the main issue of why Nicki doesn't like Doja, is because Doja's literally taking Nicki's style and just –
And I've said this for the longest. I've literally said this over here. Yeah. You guys obliterated me and dragged me and told me I was a hater. Not you, but just the collective. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree, which is so funny, too, because the Barbs are obsessed with, like, Pop Nicki, even though Pop Nicki is the – Nicki doesn't even like Pop Nicki. Like, she said a lot of her songs that she hates comes from that era that Doja now uses to sell to the Barbs. But, and that's just, like, very interesting. But I really, as a Barb as well, like, I really want Nicki to evolve a little bit more. I think this whole karma has really got to her. And now she's, like, people have said, like, she's acting like Lil' Kim in ways, just being very bitter. And it seems to she has a major issue with any top rap female, and she keeps trying to bait people into arguments or into beef, and she's not getting the responses right now that she wants because everyone in their team is telling them not to respond. And so she's coming across even more bitter. That Jessie J comment was unnecessary. She didn't have to respond to that, but I think she wanted to say something towards Doja. So she used that opportunity to start some beef or to, like, you know, get the blogs talking. And
well, because Nicki does the thing. Nicki wants people to know, it's my fault, but she wants people to feel like Nicki is very keen on wanting people to read through the lines. So she knows if you're a real fan and if you're really sharp enough, you'll know who she's talking about without her even having to directly tell you. So when she doesn't mention it, it's almost like that's when it's more of a problem. Like how she was on that live stream subbing the hell out of Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat, but everybody thought it was just about Meg. I'm like, girl, do you not see that that whole last thing about Megan Thee Stallion, go to your room, was about Doja Cat?
Yep.
I mean, who else would that be about? Like, please, somebody humor me. Who was that about? Because Meg don't sound like her. Meg doesn't mimic her.
Yep, exactly. Exactly, 100%. And even, like, and even Bia knew who she was talking about because Bia asked the question. So you know,
and Bia doesn't like Doja Cat.
Exactly. Exactly, 100%.
And the whole thing is, the whole thing is, Nicki Minaj, and it's no shade because I would do it. No, like, I'm not even going to sit here and act like I wouldn't. But, girl, let's not act like Nicki Minaj and Bia didn't have a whole kiki session about the whole rap female rap community and wasn't reading the girls because they were reading at her house. Nicki Minaj, you got Bia at your house. Y'all had smoked that weed, and y'all were having some shots, and y'all were reading the girls.
Yep. And Nicki's petty. Nicki's messy. Like, that's one thing. She's, from one Sagittarius to another, she's messy. She likes the mess. She lathers in it, and she sees what she can do with it because it brings entertainment, and that's the type of, you know, entertainment that she likes to fuel within her fan base, because she knows that they're petty, that they'll just create these like narratives and roll with it and get her ready for whenever she decides to drop music, even if that's in like another 5 years. And another thing, I really want our Black female celebrities to really step up their game in support of the LGBTQ community. I see people hating on Meg for doing it, and it's just kind of annoying, and it just shows that y'all just want Black female celebrities to just be homophobic. And it's kind of disgusting to tear down Megan for just speaking about this. She was asked a question in an interview, and I'm glad she said something, because we need more people to recognize that we exist and recognize that our issues matter. So kudos to Meg. Yeah, that's it. But thank you so much, Armand. Great show
thank
as
you.
Always. And yeah, have a great weekend.
You have a great night too. Okay, 6670, I'm coming. 6670, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Armand? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to touch on something really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The last caller had brought it up. I don't think Doja is trying to copy Nicki.
Oh,
I'm not
you
a Doja
don't?
Fan. I don't. What I think it is that Doja sounds like what Nicki wanted to be back around 2010, but Doja does it better because Doja is a better... Doja is a better singer, and to me, this might get me dragged, but to me, Doja is a better overall entertainer. So I think she does the pop hip hop mix better than Nicki was trying to do that back then. Now she's all hip hop now, but back in 2010, she was trying to be more so an entertainer. I just think Doja does it better, and they just happen to sound similar. I don't think Doja is trying to copy her at all, personally. I could be wrong. And I think a lot of people draw that conclusion because they say that Doja is using the Barbs, but you guys have to hold people accountable and place the blame where it's due, because the Barbs picked up Doja. Doja didn't pick up the Barbs. The Barbs wanted to use Doja to get back at Meg and Cardi. So it was kind of a mutual a symbiotic relationship they have going on. So I think that's where people get that comparison from. They might sound similar, but to me, I think Doja is in kind of her own lane. I think she's crafting that lane a lot better, and it's not going to be an era that she's going to drop off in 2 or 3 years like what Nicki did. So I just think she wears it better. I really do.
Mm. Wow. And you said Nicki dropped off in 2 or 3 years.
No. She didn't drop off. She dropped off that pop style, that pop.
Oh, okay,
that
pop.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's involved in the hip hop realm of things. Whereas I think Doja can stick in that pop hip hop realm, and it'll take.
Well,
her
Doja's not hip hop. Doja's not hip hop. Doja's not a rapper.
I say pop hip hop because they do attribute that to her. And, I mean, you know, you take it how you want to. Maybe they're, to you, she's not a rapper, but they do call her a rapper. So, you know, that's why I say that. Now, to me, she's not a hip-hop rapper either. But they say she's a rapper. She says she raps. Don't play with her pen and all this, yada, 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 whatever. But, I mean, you know, that's what she
Have
said.
Have you seen Doja Cat Free? Let me go. Listen, I can't do the Doja Cat. I can't. I literally cannot do the Doja Cat. I can't do the
Doja
Cat.
I'm
not going to sit up here with you and act like Doja Cat is a better rapper than Nicki Minaj.
I'm
not going to sit up here and act like Doja Cat did not literally take Nicki Minaj's whole zhuzh and update it, because she's a great mimic artist.
Doja Cat is Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, and Lady Gaga all in one,
and a mix with an Ariana Grande. Doja Cat is everybody pop. Doja Cat is Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj in one. That's it.
Okay, I think that was more so Nicki Lane with the Lady Gaga look and stuff like that. I don't think Doja tries to copy those looks though. They say she sounds like Nicki, but Doja does not try. I'm not. And look,
did you
I'm
not hear the record?
Wait, fan.
I'm trying to. Did you not hear the record where she did the whole Nicki verse and then said thank you, Nicki? Did you miss that?
No, I heard it. I said they sound similar and pay homage
to
her.
That they sound
but that
similar.
Doesn't mean
she
that
took the flow.
To, that doesn't mean
she took the flow.
That doesn't mean she bit her. That's fine, but that don't mean she bit her entirely, like trying to beat her just because she paid homage to her. That's why she intentionally said thank you, Nicki, after she did all that. I just don't think overall that's what she's trying to do. I could be wrong, but I'm not a Doja fan, so I'm not gonna act like I am. I just don't see it that way. That's all. That's all.
I agree. I mean, what you know?
But
I mean, in terms of your opinion. But nice talking to you, boo.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Ciao. Somebody said, you make me laugh. I take it you don't like Doja Cat. No, it's not that I don't like Doja Cat. My issue with Doja Cat is she was never a really a Nicki Minaj fan like that. I felt like what a lot of people do. And see, you guys, that's why I feel like real barbs, I don't really know where they are. Because there's like real people that are like logical. Then there's people that are just dumb. Because there was a point in time, and I'm not talking about this lady, but there was just a point in time where Nicki said, Barbs, please stop tagging me or forcing people my way. If I want to work with somebody, I will genuinely do it. She literally tweeted this and said this. She said, I feel like a lot of people see the Barbs as a strong fan base and they want the support from the Barbs and they use the Barbs to get to me. Doja Cat would go out and tweet, I want to feature with Nicki Minaj. I would love to have Nicki Minaj on the record. This is when she did, after she did the record with Megan Thee Stallion. Now, Doja Cat was also shading Megan Thee Stallion. She thinks that she's a better rapper and a better artist than Megan Thee Stallion. Doja Cat doesn't really like Megan Thee Stallion like that. Well, at one point she did it. But you know what? I don't really feel bad because Megan Thee Stallion does that weird stuff too. So she didn't really like Megan Thee Stallion at one point. Then once the WAP thing came out, the Barbs had then canceled Megan Thee Stallion. And then they were trying to find someone else that Nicki could team up with. And then Doja Cat had became their savior. But prior to that, Doja Cat had been making 2010 Nicki, Pop Nicki, Harajuku Barbie, Roman Nicki. She had been imitating that. That Doja Cat had been doing that. She had been doing that. She had been imitating Roman Nicki. Doja Cat has literally been doing that. And people were trying to sell Doja Cat on me. And I'm like, girl, this is just like a fake-ass Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry. Like, you don't see that she's literally mimicking Nicki Minaj? Doja Cat is not a rapper. Doja Cat is a talented artist, pop star, but she's great at mimicking. She can mimic voices. You know, I haven't seen her on Instagram. She knows how to do voice, like, she can literally do voice impersonations. And so she can do that with music as well. She sees a rap style that she likes, and she knows how to mimic it. She's a singer before anything, to me. But the Barbs, for a long time, including me, we were looking for Roman. We missed the Pop Nicki. We missed all the answers. We miss all of that. Doja Cat is not dumb. She's seen a need and a lane for that. So she took it because Nicki doesn't do that anymore. She didn't like Megan Thee Stallion. She used the Barbs. The Barbs blew her up. She got to Nicki, and boom, they don't fool with each other no more. Then you're on a record taking Nicki's whole sound, and then you think you're going to thank her, and then the Barbs go, and then Doja Cat fans drag Nicki Minaj because Nicki Minaj did not acknowledge Doja Cat homage on the Give It To Him Yeah record. Nicki Minaj did not tweet. She did not say thank you. She did not repost. She didn't like it. You know what she did do? A few months later, she gets on a live stream with Bia, and Bia asked her a question. What do you think about all these people imitating you? Do you like it? Does it get frustrating? Nicki says what? Yes, it gets frustrating. Bia said, what would you tell them? Nicki Minaj says, go to your room. But you guys, I'm just, what? Every song that Doja Cat has is under pop, but y'all want her to be hip-hop so bad. She ain't hip-hop. And she don't even like blacks. Oh, okay. Let me take another call. 2503, you're live on the air. Turn me down in the back.
Yeah. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Armand, I'm not going to lie. I like you. I listen to you every chance you get on live. But I kind of feel like, yeah, like Armand, like I really do, and I don't want you to take this personal, please. But I do feel like you drag Nicki constantly and then get mad when the bar asks you. Like, that's just saying, if you took this
okay.
video...
Okay,
like,
hold on, stop. We have to start adding color to these conversations because...
Yeah, like,
Hold on. What does drag mean? When you say I drag her,
okay,
like, break
okay,
that down.
Say, okay, Jack, okay, I would say you came for her career, which means, like, y'all saying, all like, you and the rest of the content, she's in her Kim era, she's miserable, she's not the same, just, like, coming for her husband and...
No. Hold on, we're going to break this layer by layer. Is that dragging her by saying that she's in her chimera, which I feel like she's in? Is that dragging her saying that she has not been the same since Sheether, when we know that she has not been the same since Sheether? Or is dragging her talking about her brother and her husband as convicted R words? Which one is the drag?
I'm saying, listen, some of your criticism about Nicki valid, which you have a right to speak on. I'm saying when it comes to like, I feel like you can't say she's in her Kim era because when Nicki came, nobody was paying attention to Kim anymore. When Nicki came, she stole up side and kept going. There was no Kim putting out a record, and there was going to be, like, when Nicki came, Lil' Kim's career was literally over when Nicki came. Like, there was no coming back from Lil' Kim. When it comes to this generation, like, 2021, like, can you tell me right now, what have Cardi done for rap versus Nicki? Nicki, she had the Beat Me Up Scotty mixtape that went number two, biggest debut of a re-release mixtape. She had Seeing Green, all these within the best rap verse of 2021 for Complex. Every other rap outlet praised Nicki for the verses she spit this year. Cardi had up. Okay, she went number one. I get that. Okay, yeah, we can give it to her. She went number one. But
she has five singles. She has five number one records, a Grammy. She has a diamond record.
But I'm talking about...
I like it like that is going down. No, you're asking me what she's done. She has almost a diamond.
Right now,
she has changed. She has... Hold on. You're asking me what she's done. You're asking me what she's done. She's changed the face of what female rap looks like, visually and performance-wise.
But what about what? But when are we going to get to the point where she's going to change lyrically? Like the visual.
When are we going to get to the point where Nicki Minaj is changing and stop doing videos in kiddie pools?
Nicki has. But I'm just saying, Omar. Can you tell me, present day 2021, like what has Cardi did for hip hop other than up this year? Like, yeah, we can say, like, yeah, she has this, that, but we're talking about at the moment right now. Who's the lead female? I would feel like for 2021, like, right now, I feel like Nicki is doing more at the moment than Cardi is in hip-hop at the moment. And I know it's going to be, oh, well, Cardi's pregnant. No, it doesn't matter. Cardi has not did anything this year to remain on top. I feel like, okay, let's just say this. Let's say Nicki album come out this year. She gets the number one solo. Rap album goes number one. Then what would the conversation been there? Cardi couldn't be
Nicki,
like
the conversation would be Nicki Minaj is back and she's hungry and this is what we've been waiting for.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like I feel like we put and I do. I would say this. I would say against Nicki. Nicki does, and I feel like this is the problem with Nicki Minaj. Nicki was at a point. Just like I'm saying, I feel like Nicki will always be different from other female rappers because Nicki was winning consistently for 8 to 10 whole years without a competition. And I feel like that got to Nikki's head to where she's like, yeah, these bitches not fucking with me. I'm the queen. I rule. Like, yeah. Other girl, like Cardi, yeah, she's winning. But in at any given chance, Megan or Nikki could take that spot easily.
Yeah, but see, even with, well, hold on, caller. Out of everything you said was seeing green. Is this and that, and yeah, Cardi B had up, and yeah, Cardi B, but no, this is what she's doing for hip hop. Up is the highest selling female rap song this year.
But I would say Up was a pop record. Like I just feel like Up was not really a good rap record. That was not a rap record. I feel like they put Up as rap because they don't want to put her in the pop category. I feel like if you're talking about rap. Rap was type shit. Rap was Big Paper. I would say I'm a Nikki fan.
Those were also
like
not her records.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. Redrag Nikki when her and Bia song, when she remixed Bia song and it went number 14.
I did not drag her. That's a lie.
I'm not saying you. I didn't say you dragged her. I said all the Cardi fans dragged her. Like that when we were saying, oh well, it's not Nikki's song. It doesn't matter. Nikki was on the record. It should have did more than it did. Okay, I understand that. Yeah, you're right. The record should have did more because Nikki was on there. But let's have the same energy when it came to Wild Side. When Wild Side came at 16, Cardi herself accepted the spot at 16. She said, we tried real good. But when it came to Nikki coming at 14, it was, oh, it's a flop. But like you said, Cardi's the queen of rap. So we have to give her the cream.
Again. What does this have to do with me dragging Nicki Minaj? Because I think we use that word so loosely over here that when I give criticism, it's a drag. Hold on. I want to make this clear. I don't ever sit up here on my platform and say Nicki Minaj is on drugs or say Nicki Minaj is a bad mother or say she's ugly. Or I don't ever say anything malicious about her.
I know what I'm saying, but y'all are completely
that's dragging her.
Yeah, that is drag. I don't feel like you specifically drag, but I feel like you put the platform for Cardi fans to come on here and to drag Nikki. And I feel like just think, if Nikki was, let's just say Nikki was to a bar since this whole entire video to Nikki and she sat and watched the video, do you not think one bit that she would not feel like, well, damn, like everybody in this chat is coming for me? So that's the reason why Nikki doesn't necessarily
well, good.
Mess with
no, no, no.
Because
no,
you
this
set
is good.
Up the platform
no, no.
for her to be dragged.
No. What I'm not going to do is sit up here and excuse the fact that we don't have a single solo. We don't have a single. I'm not going to sit up here and act like her videos have been up to par because they've been lackluster. Well, I'm not going to sit up here and act like her rollouts haven't been trashed because they have been. I'm not going to sit here and kiss her ass when all of her, for all the money that Nicki Minaj has, all her rollouts and her videos have been trashed, period. They have been trashed.
Okay, I would say lately, Nicki has not been a bad, but I'm saying, I feel like this is why Nikki
is lazy.
Like,
there's
Nikki
no reason why. Why? There's no reason why. And I get it. My thing is that you're going to jump on a record with Bia and you're going to try to create this whole moment. Stop being lazy. Might as well shoot a damn video. And then going to get up here and then, oh, it was good for us. We didn't even have a visual. And instead, like, girl, all these excuses. This is not a TikTok. Girl, get with the TikTok. Shoot the visual.
Stop
feeling some type of way.
Yeah. This is my last point. But I'm just saying, like, okay, I think the problem is, like, I would agree, yes, Nikki has got lazy, but I think the difference between Nikki and Cardi is, once again, is Nikki can be lazy, like, throw out a verse like she did on, because I would say that verse that she put for Bia's track, it wasn't the best Nikki verse, but yet it can still chart at what it did. Like, Nikki can do half.
Okay, so again, so what
start.
You're saying is, so again, yeah, I'm not, she's great. She's great at what she does. So it will always chart somewhere, but it will never be number one because it takes more than just that at this point. And this is the reason why she's where she's at, because she doesn't put in the extra oomph. You can't half-ass
it. But once
again,
But once I'm saying, but Nikki, this is the reason why I say Nikki will always have, if she was to stop being, if she was to stop today and never put out a rap album, rap single, anything from here on out, is Nikki is worth $100 million for a reason versus Cardi only worth $24 million. Nikki knows how to play the game, right? And that's why she is at the level she
is. Hold on, I got to read these. Caller, they said, Caller, you're moving the goalposts. Facts are presented, then you switch up the topic to say something else. And somebody said, Carly, you're delusional. Cardi has made a whole new global Billboard list entering with WAP. All the rap girls copy the WAP recipe. What you mean she ain't doing anything?
I'm saying this year, can you give me anything Cardi have done for rap in 2021 other than anything? I would even say Meg is in front of Cardi as it goes up this year. Cardi has not did anything for rap this year. I'm talking about present day 2021 within the January from now. What have she did from other than up for rap to for y'all to keep putting her at this high pedestal versus the other female rappers? Yes, Cardi has fired number one. Yes, she did that, and Nikki couldn't. Yes, that is a valid point. I get that. I would never, I'm never going to be the delusional Barb. Yes, Cardi B is Nikki's direct competition because anybody outside of Nikki other than Cardi is not Nikki's competition, I would say. Meg, yeah, y'all can argue Meg, but Meg can't do the numbers that Cardi do. And I would say, yes, Cardi is Nikki's direct competition. But I feel like y'all saying,
again,
like, oh,
what does just, this have to do with me dragging Nicki Minaj? It sounds like you just don't like Cardi B. Oh, he hung up. Did my thing hang up on him? Oh, something happened. All right. 5385, you live on the air.
You know, I like to promise receipt. That last caller is delusional, a liar. Like, she just needs to, like, really step in the mirror and stop with the lies. Number one, Wildside charted at number 14. You're getting the songs confused. And here are the receipts. Bia and Nicki Minaj charted at 16. So Wildside still charted higher than her. So
yes.
please get it correct. Because, no, the remix that she chose to jump on did not chart higher than the remix, than a feature. A feature song is different from a remix. When a song, like Cardi said, and I wanted to find the video to send it, I will never jump on a song as a remix. That's not what I do. That's what the other girl does. When they were beefing, she said that. I don't go around looking for what song is hot to jump on. That's not what she does. What has Cardi done for hip hop? Like literally letting the girls use her videographers, her stylists, people that are doing creations. I would name them all, but, you know, Joel Francis, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Number two, I want you to play this video because it's the reason she even talked about that Jessie J thing was because it struck a nerve. Because if we recall, she herself admitted that she begged to be on Motorsport. Quavo didn't want her on Motorsport originally. He wanted her on She for Keeps. You can play this. And she begged him. So she doesn't want that narrative of that she's running around begging to be on songs because it struck a nerve. Motorsport still strikes a nerve. You can play it.
Hold on. Let me see. I'm uploading it now. Let me see. Let's get the tea. Let's get into some tea.
It still strikes the nerve. It hurts your feelings that people say that because she herself out her mouth that she begged to be on Motorsport.
Hold on. Well, okay, that was a receipt.
She wasn't supposed to be on Motorsport. She was supposed to be on She's for Keeps, but she begged because she heard the song. So that came out of her mouth. Y'all see her right there visually. So she doesn't want that narrative for this new era because she's known to jump on songs. Doja Cat herself said the same thing. She sent a finished verse in. They didn't ask her to be on it. And that's what she was talking about because that also struck a nerve. But she doesn't want that narrative this era. It's okay that you want to be on people's songs. There's nothing wrong with it. You just can't get upset about it because there's also an interview. Let me send it from my other phone to this phone.
Okay.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Let me send it from my other phone to this phone where she herself talked about the Jessie J situation, and she herself says that she heard the song and then wanted to jump on it. Hold on just a second. Two seconds. Because everything she says sounds a little different from what she's saying. So I put it together. Oh, maybe she's just upset about the motorsport situation because it strikes a nerve that she just goes hunting for songs, as she herself said. Oh, I don't go around hunting for songs. Yes, you do, girl. You did it with – here we go. Hold on. I'm about to send it to you. Save.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that she does this because people can just easily go on Twitter and post the things, and the Barbs will be like, oh, that wasn't her, baby. This is her face and her voice. The lips are moving. The words are coming out. It's sending right now. You can play this one also. So, yes, Nicki Minaj, you did hear the song, and you did want to get on the song because when you heard it, it was a hit. So
let
for her
see.
To say that the record label contacted her, that's a lie.
Let me see. Let me see. Let me find it. Let me send it up here. Let's get the tea. Let me see. If you haven't done so, please subscribe to the channel. Oh.
For me.
Okay, and this is where she says that, Jessie J, I didn't hear the song and asked to get on it. The label asked me to get on it and paid me. How would I have heard the song? Child, what am I, the damn song monitor? Snooping around for songs like child. This was said by another artist recently. Let's play it one more time. However, they stand and play the whole clip. Now, what was she saying before that? Because there is some tea before that. Did they don't have that clip?
Because
it's saying, I'm trying to figure out where, because that's where it gets cut off.
She said she listened to it. That's what was posted.
Okay.
I'm just posting what's on Twitter. But you can find the whole interview. There's nothing. They just asked her, how did you get, how did that happen? Boom, she heard the song, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure if the Barbs can discredit me, find it. If you can discredit me, go ahead and find it. Don't say, it was cut off. This is what she said. Don't say what she said. Post what she said from the beginning.
Oh, they saying that it was edited, and she said she was sent the song.
Somebody
send it to me.
Right? Find the interview. I'll wait. Secondly, the last part I want to get into, Miss Mama's in her tweet said she don't give a F what they say about her, right? If I gave a F what they say about me,
uh-huh.
Or I'm glad I don't give a F what they say about me, I'm sending you these two receipts. I need you to read exactly who posted. I need you to read exactly what blog posted this. They have their little watermark. What blog posted this?
The Shade Room.
Now go to the Shade Room right now and see that they deleted that whole post because Nicki was dragged. And I know for a fact, why would they delete something that's T, right? Girl, because Nicki had them delete it. You can go to the Shade Room right now. You will not find that post at all. If you don't care what people say about you, why are you telling blogs to delete certain content?
Yes, and they dragged, and it's gone. The post is gone.
It's gone. Go to the page. It's not there. That say, oh, Nicki Minaj doesn't monitor or run blogs. Baby, there's your proof. Why would they delete something?
Well, Kyle can't even post outside of that because he's still trying to get her to follow him back.
Well, honey, Kyle won't delete it because all the Barbs follow, and they're all, and you know, them positive comments tend at the top. Honey.
Yeah, and yeah, so he can't post because he's built like a Barb channel, a Barb page.
Exactly, but the Shade Room isn't. The Shade Room gives both sides, and as you can see, that post is no longer there. So for y'all saying, oh, she doesn't, yes, she does, honey. Go to the Shade Room. You will not see that post no longer there. And I always come with receipts. So for the Barbs trying to lie and say, oh, it was edited. Okay, find it. Find the whole interview. Post the part where the song was sent to her. We'll wait. Because she said she didn't hear the song. But she said she heard it and it was a hit. So I'm not understanding.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's see. Let me take some more. Hold on, Eva. You stay right there. 3428, you're live on the air.
Armand.
Hey.
Armand, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think Cardi B could rap?
Yes, I think that she can rap. I think she's talented. Do I think she raps better than Nicki Minaj? No. But I think she can rap?
Really,
yes.
You really believe Cardi B is a rapper?
Yeah, I do. I think that she can rap. Big Paper, she did her thing on Big Paper. I'm not going to see her and act like she did it. I liked Big Paper. I liked her thing on Type Shit. She rapped. She even rapped on Motorsport.
But this whole thing about her being the new queen of rap and that whole thing and Nicki's being bitter, I don't think Nicki Minaj is bitter. I think every person that she's worked with has done her wrong in some type of way.
Okay. And so everybody has done Nicki wrong, and she's never done anything wrong.
Give me an example. What has she done?
I'm asking. So let's just take you. I don't know you, right? But how old are you?
22.
So in your 22 years, have you ever had friends before? Or
a
boyfriend or girlfriend? Or,
boyfriend,
you know, you have parents?
Everything.
You had a mom? You had a mom or dad or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So have you ever had a falling out with any of them?
Of course.
And has it always been all the time 100% the other person's fault? Or have it sometimes
Absolutely
it's been you?
Not.
Okay.
It has sometimes been me.
Exactly. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay, Armand. You know, Armand, I love you. You're amazing. Keep doing you.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Like, I can't sit here and make it seem like the whole world is against this woman. And I'm not saying that they're not, but she contributes to some of this issue too. I can't sit up here and say that everybody hates me and I get on this platform and I say some reckless things sometimes. I'm not perfect.
You do.
But if we go with that ideology, it's like saying that Nicki Minaj is the only person on the planet that's perfect and everybody else is flawed, but she's perfect.
But
that's
I feel
not
like
real.
It's a double standard because I feel like when Cardi B does certain things, Cardi B is able to get away with it. Cardi B says crazy things. She's been screenshotted saying crazy things. But they don't make her seem like this evil, crazy lady. They put her on a pedestal.
And this is why, and I feel like a lot of you guys don't, you hear what you want to hear. Because I'm literally up here dragging, and as a gay guy, you guys don't call, and the gays don't even call in for this. I'm literally dragging everybody because all these from Cardi to Nicki to Rihanna to Beyonce to Megan, I mean, all of them. Ain't none of them said anything about gay issues, but it's a justice for Breonna Taylor. It's a this for that. It's a this for the Michael B. Jordan stuff up in wherever Nicki Minaj is from. They can speak out with all these other issues, but homophobia and hip hop, the girls are quiet. And y'all don't say anything.
That's true.
And I'm saying something. And so I'm not singling anybody out, but nobody sees that part.
All right, Armand, you have a great night.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Where are the girls in an outrage for that? That's the real issue. Girl. Now, let's get off the phone. We don't want to talk about that because we want to pretend. We want to ignore that. Let me see. Somebody just added me on Twitter. Okay, I'm on Twitter. Oh, okay. I'm going to switch. I love Armand Wiggins. Shout out to Western Region. Oh, yeah, everybody out added me on Twitter. Yes. Shout out to you. I love Armand Wiggins. I'm a new fan. Let me go to my Twitter. Let me go to Twitter on here. Oh, actually, no. Let me go to Twitter on here. Let me go to my Twitter on here. Okay, where is it? Mention me on Twitter using the hashtag The Armand Wilson Show, or I don't see the clip. Okay, I'm getting off here. I don't see the clip. You're trying it. Okay, let me see. All right, boom. Okay, boom. Let's take another one. 0423, you live on the air.
Yeah, Armand?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Philip. I have a few things to say.
Okay, Philip, go ahead.
I feel like, you know, I'm just ready because I just feel like everybody be, you know, very one-sided, like these barbs and everybody just be very one-sided, acting like Nikki doesn't do anything, acting like Nikki doesn't ask you to the fire, you know what I'm saying? Just acting like all of this stuff, and it's just like, especially with the Doja Cat situation, like, I don't know why they was all under your comments talking about some, oh, Armand, you know, she's not talking about Doja, she's not talking about Doja. But it was just like, yes, she was. Like, who else would she be talking about? Like, she's not talking about Cardi. Cardi's clearly not her friend. Cardi has her own sound. Like, let's just call it spade a spade. She has her own sound. She raps her own way. That's why some people, a lot of people like it. And then some people may not, because she has her own sound. Because if she sounded like Nikki, everybody would just like it, and they would just call her her son. But they don't say that. So it's just like, she has her own sound. Megan has her own sound. You know what I'm saying? But Doja obviously is, like, biting off of Nikki. But that's, like, their problem because they want to be naive and they don't want to believe it because, you know what I'm saying, like, they want her to be, like, they just so focused on getting Cardi out the picture, which it's not happening. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, they need to find another, you know, narrative to go. And
it's just what interests me is it's almost like you're only biased or you're only a flip flopper or you're only this way when you are supporting Cardi B or somebody outside of or Megan Thee Stallion. But if you're just completely one sided and one directional with Nicki Minaj and all things Nicki Minaj, then you're 100% correct and you're not biased. You're not, you're even, you're fair. It's like, that's not true. That's not true. How can you be fair and you never give Cardi any praise when you like when whether I sit here today or not, this woman has 5 number one records and a diamond record and a Grammy. Like whether we want to accept it or not, it is. So you cannot act like that doesn't exist. You cannot act like she hasn't surpassed and beat certain records that Nicki Minaj has had or accomplished certain things that Nicki hasn't. You cannot act like she hasn't done it as a female rapper. And to act like she hasn't done that, it's just outrageous.
Right. And that's the thing. It's just like they love acting like she hasn't done it or any of these things. It's like they just have a hard time because I'm telling you, Armand, let Cardi had came in and that whole her and Nicki thing never happened, everyone would be here for it just like they was when Bodak Yellow came out, just like they was in the beginning when I Like It, like everything before the whole Harper's Bazaar thing, they was all riding with Cardi, duh. That's why Cardi got so big. Like, they was all riding for her. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? You can't all do one thing one day and then because they don't like each other or they had an issue, which, mind you, I don't even feel like Cardi would be really honestly cares about what Nicki's doing. Of course, you're going to look. That's just a part of being in the industry. You're going to see you're going to see what's going on. But it's just like she never makes it like, you know what I'm saying, press. Like Nicki be pressed when Cardi be doing certain things or like, you know, with the 1 billion view thing, like exactly what you said. What makes 7 years, you know, the magic number? Now you want to say something like 7 years when the song's been out. It's been out. It been hit 1 billion views April. You didn't say anything the whole time. It just looks weird. Like after like 2 days, 3 days, now you're coming out with this. But Cardi will be wrong tomorrow, August 7th, if she posts the WAP thing and happy one-year anniversary. And we broke all these records for being the first collaborative female rapper to debut at 900-plus points. She'll be the wrong one if she posts that tomorrow, though, right? And everyone will have something to say at that point. Like, you know,
don't let her post that right after Nicki Minaj receives some sort of achievement. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So it's like, because then it's like, all hell's going to break loose. Let me read this. Why are y'all hanging on the term queen of rap? My favorite's Little Kim, hands down. Instead of being delusional, we must understand that new girls will come, and that's just that. Thank you. Thank you, Vicky Gotti.
Right.
All right, boo. Thanks
right.
so much. I got to let you go because we got to move on now. But thanks for calling in. All right, we're going to take maybe one more. We'll visit, see what's checking back in with Eva, and then we're going to dip. All right, 7587, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
nothing much. So glad that you're back.
I know, right? We had no problem today. You see, it was my fault. I did not update my streaming software. So that was me. All right, y'all.
It's okay. We forgive you. So I definitely want to touch on what you're saying about these females in hip-hop that are not speaking up, especially the ones like the Jadas, the Ari Fletchers that have people like, you know, Arrogant Tay doing their hair and Jonathan. And
yeah, I want to be clear. I want to be clear on that. I want to be clear on that. This was not just about female rappers. It was all female.
Yeah.
Instagram, musician, singer, like the socialite girl. Oh, I forgot. Amber Rose said something. But, you know, but there's not a lot of women speaking up that are in the business. But, yeah, that's what I was talking about. But thank you for bringing those other girls up.
Yeah, even like, I mean, I don't know for sure she said anything, but Kylie Jenner, they've been getting their hair done by what's her name, Tokyo Styles forever. So it's just really weird. It's like crickets. It's like, it's showing how much homophobia is a part of hip hop. And I guess they're just going to ignore it. But to me, it's like silence speaks so much louder to me. Like it really shows what side you're on. And I noticed a lot of people who feel that way don't call in. Like, I feel like they're the biggest cowards, the ones who are on, you know, Instagram in the comments, constantly sticking up for these rappers. They don't call in, you know, but there are so many when you get online with very strong opinions. And it's frustrating to me because I don't understand how you guys are getting the right to just be myself confused with your right to basically ostracize me and bully me. I shouldn't be bullied just because I'm existing. And I don't understand why people, it's his right, it's free speech. Okay, but like, I just want to come here and have a good time. I don't want to be picked on because my lifestyle isn't the same as your lifestyle. I don't like the way you wear your pants. And I definitely don't like your hairstyle, the baby, but I'm not getting on stage constantly making you feel about, you know, I don't like that you have sex with women unprotected or hit with, but I'm not constantly bringing it up. Like, it's like people in the community cannot exist. It bothers straight people so bad. And I don't understand it. But I just wanted to speak on that because I definitely noticed there's a lot of people that's saying nothing.
Thank you. I appreciate you
You're
saying
welcome.
Something. You have a great day, Bo.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Eva, give us some closing remarks.
Okay. Some closing remarks. I was going to throw a little bit more shade at Nicki, but since we're on the LGBT community topic, I need to go to Barbie's page, and I need you to play that interview that Kanye West did on homophobia in the rap industry. When I tell you what he said word for word, I don't know why any of the other black blogs didn't post Kanye's interview about this, because this man has been speaking about it for years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can please go to his official Kim Barbie.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I don't, you know what? I need the clip though, because I can't go to his page right now. So that's the only thing, because I don't want to risk the stream. You know what I mean? I don't want to risk it. But
that's a legendary interview, and that the way he hit everything was like perfect.
But today was a legendary show. It was a legendary show. I'm glad that we didn't have any streaming issues today.
The Barbies must be busy.
Right. No, they've been trying to take down my page. Can you believe I've been blocked? What do you think about that?
Blocked by who? She actually blocked you?
Yes, blocked on everything.
Oh, that's interesting, because, I mean, she was watching you for a while, and, I mean, oh, well, I guess I could be one more time messy, you know, because, like I said, everything that has to do with Cardi gets under her skin, right? When
yes.
people ask her certain questions, it gets under her skin. Now, I remember you talking about a couple, last week it was, and you said, oh, these are the fashion girls, da-da-da-da-da. Cardi, every week she has her nail done. She is, every week she has a new set.
Did you
girl,
hear
blah,
what
blah,
I
blah,
said
blah.
About Cardi B's nails? And Nicki Minaj
yes.
went and did the nails.
Now, why did Cuban Doll post under her comment, is this your first time posting your nails? And she was pressed and was like, you're not serious. I just sent you the screenshot. So, yes, under that video, when somebody asked her if it was her first time, because they've never seen her post as a nail girl. Ever.
Cardi B is the – I literally said that Cardi B was the nail – did I not say that weeks ago?
Yeah, you said it a week ago. It was a week ago. So anything related to Cardi, it strikes the nerve because they've never seen Nicki post her nails, ever.
Posted her nails. And I literally said, you know – Cardi takes the nails because that's the nail girl.
Correct. And I thought it was very funny. And she was
now, y'all remember when I said that.
And as you can see, Cuban Doll asked her, and she was mad about it and was like, you can't be serious. You not serious, correction.
Wow. Wow. But then I get
like,
blocked and deleted. I'm like, what is that?
So like you said earlier, anything in relation to Cardi, it gets under her skin, whether it's fashion, nails, or music, it gets under her skin. She can't take it. It's okay though, because at the end of the day, you've still put out great hits, Nicki Minaj. You've still worked with greats, and you still have a hate train, like you say. But you have Irving Azoff, who should be doing way more for you. And y'all say the industry is against Nicki, but she has one of the biggest people as a manager. So, yeah, there shouldn't be a hate train now, unless she's on bad terms with, oh, let me just be quiet, Beyonce and Roc Nation and Atlantic.
I think Beyonce been start fooling with her. But yeah, child. All right, Eva, let me get up out of here. I got things to do. Love you.
Bye.
All right, guys. So this was another legendary.